Grills.com is better than pie.
That's the way I like it. My garden's a secret compartment, and that's the way I like it. And that's the way I like it. Your body's a dream that turns violent, and that's the way I like it. And that's the way I like it. The winter is
all right, all right. We are here. We are live. We are happening. We are so excited. Are we excited, Faye?
We're excited.
We are so excited. We are so excited we can't even stand it.
We are so excited that we have the Empress and Emperor of Kansas on the phone.
So excited. I think I may need to go use the restroom.
Well, don't do that now.
Oh, okay. I'm pretty excited.
Okay.
All right. Well, yes, as promised, we on the phone with us live and in person, it is the Emperor of Kansas and the Emperor's New Groove.
Say hello.
Hello. I don't know if I'm the Empress or not.
No, I think we decided you were the Empress, the Emperor's New Groove.
Oh. Happy Friday.
Okay, hold on just a second. Faith, can you come over here?
Yes.
And we're going to put them on the mic here. Okay. All right. There we go. Okay, I think we're set up now. Can you hear us?
We can hear you. Yes.
All right. Well, we have many questions for you. We're very excited. Now, first of all, you're fixing to travel to go to a class that's going to teach you how to use the computer, right?
Yes, down in Topeka, Kansas.
I see. But how are you using the computer now? I mean, you've been using the computer and tweeting and talking to us on you know, through the listening to the podcast. I mean, sounds like you're pretty proficient already.
Well, I'm using it with a screen reader program, but I'm having trouble with it online.
Oh, okay. So you're going to go get some more skills. All
right.
Well, I guess as the Emperor, you can that can happen. We've got several questions for you that were sent in by your adoring public.
Oh, okay.
Okay. First question is, what's the pay scale for the Emperor of Kansas?
Well, when I find out, I'll let you know.
Okay.
In
other words, I think the Emperor is indicating that this is a public service that he views himself more of a servant of his people than any type of paid person. Correct?
That sounds good.
All right.
Actually, I'm just a volunteer.
A volunteer.
Well, I think I don't know about him volunteering. I think you volunteered for him.
He was volunteered.
Into the mic, darling. Into the mic.
I'm trying. I can't get any closer.
Love the mic. Love the mic. Okay. Okay. Does the Emperor get a special parking place at the palace?
You know, unfortunately, they have special parking places for the handicap, but they don't have them for the blind yet.
Well, wouldn't you qualify to get like one of those little stickers so that you could park in the handicap spot?
Oh yeah, we've got one.
Oh, actually, okay. I'm the one that qualifies for it because he doesn't drive. I do all the driving.
Yeah, that was
well,
that
would,
was humor.
I would guess. I yeah.
He was being funny.
Well, and I would yeah. Sorry.
All right. Last question about this person. Did the Emperor inhale?
Inhale what?
Don't know. It doesn't say.
Well, they always ask the president that.
Okay, moving along. We'll stop that there. Would the emperor consider Sarah Palin as an assistant emperor?
Sarah Palin.
Yeah, right. Sarah Palin. I'm sorry. Yes.
Well, certainly.
Yes.
Oh, okay. Good. Okay. And why?
She was impressive during the campaign.
Oh, okay.
That's a good reason.
You think she'd be good for the people of Kansas?
I thought she would have been good as vice president.
All right. Good. Okay. The next question may be a little personal. It says, is the emperor of Kansas boxers or briefs?
Oh, my.
It depends on what it is.
Oh.
He likes to mix it up.
Yeah. Tuesdays and Thursdays, it's briefs, I guess.
Yes.
Grabs the drawers. That's what he wears.
Okay. Next question.
Really good, commando. You know.
Ooh. too much information. Okay. Next question. Does God exist outside of time?
And the answer would be yes on my part.
The emperor is stumped.
I thought only Brad existed outside of time.
Outside of time.
Well, since he invented time, of course he would have.
But he existed before time.
Yes, and he'll exist.
And he'll exist after time.
Yeah. So he thinks outside of the box.
So he would exist outside of time, I think.
Yes.
Yeah, using those criteria that the emperor laid out, I completely agree. Okay. What, have you been blind all your life?
No, it was a process of going blind over about 10 or 12 years. Oh. I've been unable to work due to blindness for about 2 years.
Three years. February 2007. Well, no, I guess you're right. It is 2007. He was declared legally blind while he was a high school teacher at Garden City, Kansas. And I was able to help him complete the year out.
Well, now, I'm curious now. Why is being blind prevent you from being a high school teacher?
For some reason, Garden City didn't want a high school teacher that couldn't read.
Well, actually, I think it was the classroom management.
It seems like you could work around those things, though.
I believe you could. They just didn't want to deal with it.
I see. I think you should sue.
Well, we thought about suing, but...
Actually, my wife's thinking about suing you.
Oh, that's very Christian of you, Brad.
Well, I'm sorry. Okay, and that, I guess, that leads into the next...
5 seconds challenge. Her lips are all chapped and everything, and she's wondering if she could sue the squirrels.
No, I wouldn't do that.
Chapstick. Okay, so that leads to the next question. Are you now completely blind, or are you still in the process, or is it continue to deteriorate, or what's the diagnosis?
Well, if you asked me 2 weeks ago, I would have said I'm almost completely blind.
But now?
I've had some healing.
Oh, great. Well, that's an answer to prayer.
I went to church about 2 weeks ago, and some of my vision started to come back.
Well, that's awesome. Praise God.
What does that mean when you say some?
Hey, it's not a complete restoration yet.
See, it used to be like my face was a black splotch, which is probably a blessing.
Oh, no, don't say that.
But now he can actually see my nose.
Protruding a bit
in
nose.
Aww.
And is it close up or far away, or how clear are things?
Distance really doesn't make a difference. Things are just kind of swirly.
Okay. Okay.
Well, okay. On to other topics. So you also are dabbling into the music, correct?
Well, I've always dabbled somewhat.
And you said you were studying the banjo.
You know.
You said you were studying the banjo?
I'm studying on it right now, and I haven't bought it yet. I fish and buy a banjo, and then I'll be learning it.
He's practicing the Music Man's theory of music.
Oh, I see.
It's the Think System.
The Think System, right. So what instruments do you play?
Well, I play at the bass and the keyboard. And I was a lead singer in a rock band for a while when I was younger.
We won't go there.
Okay. were Emperor's New Groove, were you a groupie of this band?
No, I didn't know him at the time. We lived in two different states.
Oh, okay.
Well, how long have y'all been married?
It'll be
17 years in August.
Yeah, August 18th will be 17 years.
Wow, that's great. Yay! And you have three...
been together.
You have three children?
Yes. We do have three children.
That's awesome. Oh, what'd you say?
Three girls ages 20, 15, and 12.
Awesome, awesome. I'm sorry we didn't get to meet them. They looked like they would have been, it all looked very funny. I loved the pictures of pretending we were there. Or
yeah, that was clever.
It was special. it was very funny. I liked that.
Well, that was my idea, and the Empress came up with the poses.
Very good, very good. Okay, so how did you find the Two Blind Squirrels?
Well, I was looking for stuff. I'm visually impaired. And run across two blind squirrels.
And I were two blind squirrels.
And, after I got to listen to you guys, I really liked it. And then followed your suggestion over to June and Dave.
There you go. We are, I guess we're partly responsible for the degradation of your podcast listening.
Matter of fact, if it hadn't been for you, Brad, I wouldn't be the Emperor of Kansas.
Really? I'm also responsible for that?
You're ultimately responsible for that.
Wow, that's a large responsibility, and I apologize to everybody in Kansas.
The first time I called, you were like, is he an employee of Kansas or an employer of Kansas? I said, next thing you know, I'll be the Emperor of Kansas.
And there it is. There you have it.
In a nutshell.
Well, thanks. We would be remiss.
Would you rather?
Yeah. We're gonna. We would be remiss if we didn't do a would you rather.
Oh, okay.
What's a would you rather?
Oh, she doesn't know what a would you rather is.
Oh, I'm sorry. Sometimes I don't get the lyrics.
Well, listen to the next question and you'll know what it is.
Okay.
Can you hear?
No, we can't hear you. Hold on.
Okay. All right. There we go. Okay. All right. Since you're the Emperor of Kansas, this is a good question for you. Would you rather have all laws created and administered by entertainment celebrities or by construction workers?
Oh, my goodness.
Definitely construction workers.
I'm going with you.
Yeah, definitely.
Good answer.
I was really blue collar.
Okay, now one question for the Empress.
Okay, you ready?
Sure.
Okay. Would you rather have someone move into a new house once, or I'm sorry, help someone move into a new house once, or pick someone up from the airport 15 times?
It doesn't matter. I would do either one.
But you have to pick one.
Oh, well.
Move.
I like going to the airport and watch the planes take off, so I'd go for that one.
Okay, good choice. You'd pick them up 15 times.
I would take somebody to the airport 50 times.
Before
helping someone move.
That's because we've helped a lot of people move.
That's exactly right. All right, guys. Well, y'all been good sports. Thank you so much for listening to the show and for being our friends and for hanging out with us and answering our questions. We just really appreciate you guys.
Very much. Thank you.
We enjoy you guys.
Yeah, matter of fact, because of listening to you, we're even thinking about doing a podcast and we're trying to come up with a title and everything. Maybe some of your listeners can figure out and make suggestions.
Well, the Emperor of Kansas.
The Emperor of Kansas would have the Emperor of Kansas and his new groove would have to be the title of the show.
Yes.
No, no, please, no. All I can think of is Cusco.
Yeah, no, sorry, but that's
how it has to be it.
The name of the show. I will not accept, nor will I listen to a show entitled anything else but the Emperor of
Kansas. We've already been told that people would listen to you, so you've already got instant listeners.
Faith only gives him 20 minutes.
That's right. I only got 20 minutes. No, and my brother's already said he'd listen to you.
Oh, hey, we already got one fan, and we haven't even got the air.
That's right.
There you go.
All right, guys, thank you very much.
Okay.
Thank you. Bye-bye.
Bye.
Okay, well, that'll be fun. I hope they do a show.
Yes.
Ooh, I said doo-doo.
Doo-doo.
Oh, we didn't record any of that.
Are you kidding
me? It wasn't recording the whole time.
Ha ha. I'm not falling for that.
Not falling for that. I'm not falling for banana in my tailpipe.
Nope. Are you done?
No.
Now what?
Wait, we've got... I left the list and... Oh, here it is.
Oh, there we go. Well, I think that's good enough for the show. I think we need.
I've got two more quick notes that need to go in today's show. Walter Cronkite died. That's not one of them.
That's what I told you. That was my news.
I know.
You news stealer.
So I was just thinking of things you told me. Go ahead. What was the other one?
Nothing.
Gidget died.
Who?
Gidget.
Gidget who?
Gidget, the...
Gidget's still alive. That's Sally Fields.
Sally Fields?
I mean, she was Gidget.
No, she wasn't.
Yes, she was.
She was the Flying Nun.
And Gidget.
Really?
Yeah.
I didn't know she was Gidget. Yeah. Uh-huh. I thought Gidget was blonde.
She was
Gidget.
Oh,
wait.
Gidget.
No, which was the one that starred with...
The one in the movie.
Oh, okay.
But she did the TV show Gidget. I used to watch it.
Oh, there you
go.
I
used to watch reruns.
I used to watch The Flying Nun. That was the stupidest show ever conceived of. Who thought of that show?
Yeah, that Ryan Nelson. So the other day, he came across it on TV. Uh-huh. And so he sends me this instant message. He's like, I was thinking about you because one day he came to my house when I was a kid and I was swinging on the swing set and had a bandana on my head, looked like the Flying Nun. So now every time he thinks about the Flying Nun, it reminds him of me. Who is it? Who's calling?
It's Cooper. I'll call him.
Oh, okay.
So,
the dog.
Gidget
the dog. Yokiero Taco Bell.
Yokiero Taco Bell.
That's not a dog.
He was also in
Legally Blonde.
Legally Blonde, yes.
That's not a dog.
The second one.
No. He lived a long time for a freak of science.
14 years.
He
really
did.
That's a long time for a chihuahua.
Yeah.
He died of a massive stroke.
Oh, he shook to death.
Yeah, he shook to death. But neither one of those were my notes. My notes were, I said goodbye to my boss today.
Yes, it was a very sad day.
It was a weird day.
Yeah.
It wasn't sad. I mean... I will miss him, but it wasn't exactly sad. I can't say I was sad. Do you realize I've worked for Alan longer than any other boss I've ever had?
Really?
Yeah. Huh. Besides my dad. Yep.
Wow.
I worked for him longer than any other boss I've ever had.
Hmm.
Amazing, isn't it?
Yeah, it is.
I've had this job longer.
Now, just so you know.
Yes.
And so you have accountability, I've been praying.
Yes.
And I would like others to pray. That now that your boss is gone,
yes,
that you would continue to show integrity as a Christian in your position, even though you're easily distracted and there's nobody there to make sure you get there on time and to make sure that you do your job.
Well, I told him, I said he'd made me a better employee and a better man.
Yes. So I've been praying that you wouldn't get distracted and that you would still be able to let your light shine. Even though nobody was looking down your back.
So you're saying I shouldn't make Day versus Brad videos while I'm at work?
As long as you're getting your work done, I'm okay. But I'm just saying.
I shouldn't. Let me rephrase that. I shouldn't. Okay. And I won't. Anyway, so I said goodbye to him today. That was a weird thing, kind of a weird deal. He's been there like 25 years, something like that.
Yeah.
It's the only job he's ever had.
It's like Brad T.
It's the only job,
job he's ever had.
Yeah, that's true. Okay. The other thing that I wanted to mention to everybody is thank you so much for your prayers. And you know what? If we didn't believe in resurrection, then our belief in Christ would be worthless. That's what Paul said. Uh-huh. Paul said, we're the biggest fools on the planet if we don't believe in resurrection. Uh-huh. Well, let me tell you something. resurrection does happen, and I'm a witness to it.
The iPod works.
The SnarkPod. The SnarkPod has come back to life.
Yay. What happened?
I looked up online to see like what the error. Well, actually, mm-hmm. the guy tweeted to me that I should.
After you Charles told your sad story.
Charles McFall. Is that what did? Anyway, somebody tweeted to me, I forget who it was now, that I should go buy this piece of software and it would redo the disk.
Mm-hmm.
I was like, oh, okay, cool. And I thought it was some kind of Mac software, some kind of iPod software. Mm-hmm. No, it was just some kind of disk utility thing, and it was $80. I'm like, I can buy a new hard drive for $60. I was like, that doesn't help me. He says, well, you know, it'll keep it from breaking ever. You know, it's worth it because you could use it in all kinds of things. And I'm like, I start to look at it, and it's not even a Mac product.
Okay. I mean, anyway, he was trying to be helpful. Don't.
No. I thanked him, but okay. It wasn't an answer for me.
Okay.
So meanwhile, I typed while I was looking, while I was on the subject, and while I was on the web,
uh-huh.
I went ahead and typed in the error message that it gave me. And it said, and the one that popped out to me was about the fourth or fifth one down on Google. It said, drop your iPod on purpose with a question mark. And I was like, what? And I clicked on it. And it said,
drop your iPod
on purpose.
And see what happens. So it's like your dad's theory of fixing things?
Yeah, just slap it real
quick.
Yeah,
just bang it and it'll work again?
I'm sorry. I couldn't bring myself to violence against
my iPod. I'll drop it for you.
So I just took it and I shook it real hard.
Uh-huh.
And sure enough, it came back on. And they said, if that works, that means your cable is loose on the inside that goes to your hard drive. Your cable, it'll work its way loose after.
So how do you keep it from not coming loose again?
Well, I've got to take it apart and make sure the cable's in there good.
Well, yay! It's a happy day. Happy day.
I listened to it all the way home.
Oh, happy day.
I listened to it at work. I listened to it all the way home. I was pretty happy. I was a happy camper.
Yay, you.
Yay, me.
I'm
so
glad
now,
for you.
As long as it lasts me until January.
Okay. What else you got on that little list you have?
That's
there?
It. I just wanted to compliment you. I listened to yesterday's show, and I was actually drinking at the time, and I spit, I spit coffee all over my desk and the keyboard and part of my when you because you made a comment that I missed completely. And you said something about you and your kung fu dreadlocks. That just cracked me up, and I wanted to tell you that sometimes you're a comic genius, and I don't give you enough credit.
Thank you. It's because your comic geniusness always overshadows mine.
And next, we have an extra special treat, and that will round out today's show. We're going to play for you some recordings we made of Grandpa's Def Jam. That's right, Faith's
Def Jam, not death. Def.
That's what I said.
You said death. It's that thing you have.
The Def Jam.
No, Def.
What?
Isn't it Def? D-E-F?
Well, the ones
Def Jam.
The ones they do in the clubs are called Def Jams.
But why do we want it to be a death jam?
Because it's about death.
It is.
No, maybe not. Okay, I shouldn't. Okay.
Okay.
Anyway, Grandpa.
They're
does,
really good.
Yeah, Grandpa does a rap, and we recorded that on the
this
phone.
This is my
for
dad.
You.
I'm very proud.
The subject. The subject is him falling into the water. All right. Let it rip.
Okay, Dad, you ready?
Okay.
Okay, which one is this?
This is the fishing one.
Okay.
Okay.
This is Admiral Guywitz's version of the
fishing incident.
The fishing incident.
Okay, I was having fun, just Brad and me, catching fish with regularity. Then I saw this big fin, and I began to grin. What a whopper he must be. Then he made a swirl, and I did a whirl, and ended up in the sea. I went down like a rock. For a second, I was in shock, but Brad held out an oar to me. It was closer than the shore would be. Now I'm in the boat, soaking wet, but as I'm sitting there and trying not to fret. I was safe and sound, and the fin was gone. Thank you, Lord, I was singing a song of praise to my God because he is so good. The sun came out and dried me off, and I made it home and didn't even cough. Second baptism is what it was. I thought about how Jesus rescues us from the watery grave. He plucked me out. He's the
the mighty Savior without a doubt.
Yeah. That was good.
Yeah. I didn't even read it or anything. I just waited for you to do it. That was awesome.
Oh, that was good, Dad. I'm impressed. My dad has been like this my whole entire right. life. So I am no longer embarrassed by this anymore. It's just cute, and I think it's funny. But when I was a teenager, I would have died mortified if he would have done this in front of people.
And the other one we're going to have is a bonus.
It's a love song to my mom.
Just for you. This is not available on the CD version
no,
of this show.
No,
this
no.
This is only available live through the podcast
yes,
feed.
Yes.
So you think yourselves very special.
Yes.
And this is the country version of a song called Music, or Lois's Music. I'm not exactly sure what he's entitled this thing. But anyway, you'll see what we're talking about.
We never sang a duet together.
Okay. Are you ready?
All right.
Okay.
All right. And we never sang a duet together, but we've been through all kinds of weather. I guess we're just destined to be a couple without harmony. Music, that is. She never was asked to sing in the choir. Just to sit and listen was her desire. When we get to heaven and we're playing our harps, you'll be just a-picking those flats and sharps. Music, that is. Music, 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 that will be her cry. Brahms and Bach and Beethoven will be her lullaby. Music, music, music will fill the sky. Yes, she'll be just picking until the good old by and by.
Yay! Yay! Oh, now you're immortalized forever. On you have been recorded.
Oh boy!
There's no going back now, Dad.
Yeah.
You're famous in the podcasting circle.
Yeah, it's about three of us.
You're famous.
He's already famous. He's been on the radio.
Oh yeah.
Traveled the world.
It's nothing to him. All right. Well, thank you, Dad.
Okay.
Love you.
Yeah, love you too.
Talk to you later.
Okay.
Bye.
Bye.
Oh, it's something special.
It is something special. He wrote it in Texas.
Yes.
In honor of country and Western music.
Yes, that's why it had the country twang. Yes, it's
all I have to say is wow.
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 Yeah. And because we just had to share with you.
But we love Grandpa and we love all his songs.
Yes.
And the reason why we love them so much is you have no idea the amount of horrific torture they inflict upon his wife, my mother-in-law. And it brings me no small amount of joy.
Yes. See my mom,
the look on her face when he starts singing.
Yes.
One of the, you know, 50
many
years and a bucket of tears.
58 years and a bucket of tears.
It changes every year.
She says, why does it have to be a bucket of tears? He said, because it doesn't rhyme with a cup.
This doesn't make any sense.
I know, because it doesn't rhyme, period. Oh, you know what? That reminds me, cup. I have a little tip. This is mostly for Jen. Now, see, Jen likes avocados, right?
You think Jen listens to our show?
I do. And
I think you're naive.
No, I think she does because she told me on Facebook that she likes avocados too. She has the same affinity for avocados as I do.
Yeah,
and
but she only
would know that on the show.
But she only listens to 12 seconds.
That was in
of
the first
show,
12 seconds of the show.
Because then she tunes us out.
She can't focus
for longer than 12 seconds. She already told us that.
Yeah, but she refocuses in.
Oh, okay.
Okay. So.
Maybe
anyway,
she listens to the whole show 12 seconds at a time.
I just want everybody to know about this.
That's why we made 12 seconds of intimacy.
And you're not going to care. And you're going to think it's focus. Lame, but it's. I love this.
Okay, go ahead.
I make the best smoothies ever.
Did you put guacamole in them?
No, but I'm going to figure out a way to make a vegetable smoothie thing.
That sounds very
That's going to be really yummy.
That's called a V8.
I don't like... Well, the V8s with the juice in them, those new ones, those Fusion V8s, those are actually decent. But okay, but I can't take a V8. You could knock me on the head. Go for it.
Yeah.
But my fruit smoothie.
Yes.
Take now, and you can use regular vegetables. I mean, regular fruits.
We're never going to find out what's in it. Go ahead.
You can use like fresh.
Right.
Fruit, but I like to use frozen because it's colder and more icy.
Okay, go ahead.
And then you don't need to put ice in it.
So frozen fruit.
So in your blender, you take a cup of blueberries.
Frozen.
A cup of frozen strawberries. A cup of light vanilla yogurt. You can use, because it's just, you know, it's less fat. You can put regular vanilla yogurt if you want to. And then a packet of Splenda, which you don't need. You can put regular sugar in there too, but you really don't even need the Splenda, but I put it because I like it to be sweet. And then you put like a half a banana and you blend it all up. And voila! You have a yummy treat, 260 calories for two servings.
Wow, that's awesome.
130 for one serving. And it's like, you get like a...
No ice cream?
How many fruit servings are you supposed to have in a day? I don't even know the fruit pyramid.
I didn't hear you put ice cream.
There's yogurt in it. That's as good.
No.
To me, no. I love yogurt. Do you know how much I love yogurt?
Yogurt's good. With
you know that commercial where the lady's at the grocery store and she like opens the top of the yogurt and she's like licking it out? That's me. That's how much I love yogurt. Mm. I actually love yogurt more than I love Fritos. Mm.
Really?
I do.
I seriously doubt
that. No, I really do.
No, I've seen you eat yogurt and you usually stop at 6 ounces.
Well, yeah.
I've seen you eat Fritos.
But I don't eat Fritos that much anymore. I don't. Okay. I haven't had Fritos in quite a while.
She cuddles up. She can, and in the past, cuddle up with a bag of Fritos on the couch in a way that makes me jealous.
Yep. No. So everybody go make yourself a fruit smoothie, and you'll be glad you did. There's my tip of the day. That's how exciting my life is in the summer.
Okay, don't forget your 12 seconds today. 12 seconds of intimacy with your
And then
spouse
make yourself
today,
a
please.
Smoothie together, and you can each have a drink.
Call us in. Let us know. Hey, you know what? We've got six calls. I think
we'll have to do that on the next show.
We're going to have to do those on the next
show. Is this one show?
We promised everybody the next day. But
okay. Well, we didn't say always.
Also, there was one other question from Brad Nash, and I'm sorry, we'll get to that when he gets back from his training, because he hasn't taken a final exam yet.
Oh, okay. So we'll find that out.
So that question relates more to later. So there's that. There's that. I think I got to everything. And then there's six calls we haven't got to.
We'll do those on Monday's show, I guess.
I guess so. I'm sorry, guys. We just ran out of time. And that was it. That was all. Okay. So that's good.
Good show. Give me five.
All right.
Way to go.
I want. Okay. So we got to go have our 12 seconds.
Yeah. Adios. See you later.
We have to get Helen from Cub Scouts, Boy Scouts. What's she doing?
Please tell me she's not a Cub Scouts.
What's she doing?
Because that's just wrong.
No?
VBS.
VBS. She's in VBS. And we'll have to go do that.
Okay.
All right. I got to get some exit music going. Da-do-da-do-da-do-da-do.
That'd be good. Blueberries, strawberries, banana.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Well, you can put raspberries if you want. If you like raspberries instead of blueberries, they're good too.
Say hello to Gracie.
Oh, and peaches. Put peaches in there. Those are yummy.
Say hello to Gracie. She's
hello, Gracie.
She's there. And the peach shake at Chick-fil-A.
Hey, we could do that. No, wait, I'll do that for you. I'll do the light version. I'll do peaches with yogurt. I'll make you like a light version of a peach shake.
I don't really like yogurt.
Yeah, but you can't tell there's yogurt in it when it's in the smoothie. You can't tell.
I can tell.
You can't tell.
I can
tell. You can't.
I can sort of.
No, you can't.
Yeah, I love it.
If I don't tell you what's in stuff, you're like, oh, this is really good.
Well, that's true.
You're like a 6-year-old. I don't like it.
But ice cream's better.
Nope.
Two blind squares, they're gooder than pie.
Accept him whose faith is weak, without passing judgment on disputable matters. One man's faith allows him to eat everything, but another man, whose faith is weak, eats only vegetables. The man who eats everything must not look down on him who does not. And the man who does not eat everything must not condemn the man who does, for God has accepted him. Who are you to judge someone else's servant? To his own master he stands or falls, and he will stand. For the Lord is able to make him stand. Romans 14.